B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The one caution I would say is Tuesday, 11:00 whatever Pacific, 1 in my time zone. Nobody knows anything right now, man. Nobody wants to admit that. But these teams are freaked out. Reporters like me who want to sit here and tell you we have all the answers, we don't. Wherever KD's going, I think only he knows at this point. The Knicks don't know what to think. The Nets aren't sure because they're still looking at backup options. The Warriors still think they're in it. Nobody knows what KD's doing. Nobody knows what Kawhi's going to decide. I think Kyrie to the Nets is the closest thing to a sure thing as we speak.
That's Mark Stein on Bill Simmons' podcast. Just saying, nobody knows anything right now. Don't believe anybody, and nobody knows anything. Everybody's lying.
Turn a podcast.
Everybody's.
And then they went on for an hour.
Everybody's claiming to know a lot of
what
things.
Bill say?
And now I'm going to tell you all the things I know.
I like the Celtics.
Nobody knows anything. Let me tell you what I know. I like that. I like that good setup there by Mark Stein on Bill Simmons' podcast. Let me ask you a question. Is it bad for the Celtics if they don't land Kemba Walker? Is it a bad look for them?
100%.
Yeah. If Kyrie goes to the Nets and they don't get him, yes. Yes. Because you're out, Al. You're out him. You already lost Baines. You don't have two big man. You have no freaking
point.
Well,
you didn't lose
right
Baines.
Now.
You traded Baines.
Well, whatever. I mean, he's not here. You don't have him. So what direction are you heading in? So we just sat here yesterday and spent all this time on Kemba Walker. And as McCone said, he can't stand it. He wants him to sign here for 4 for $48. Well, obviously, this guy's going to get paid if he comes here, right? He's a good player. He's a really good player. It just seems like it's plan C. And if he doesn't come here and you lose to him and you're stuck to having, hey, Terry Rozier, please come back. We like you, Scary Terry. Scary Terry, woo, come on back. You could be cooked. You don't think it's a bad look if he doesn't come here?
Well, no, not necessarily.
If he picks somewhere else with less of a history, with less of a chance to win, and it's the same money, and he doesn't come to the Boston Celtics, it is a really bad look for you.
Well, is it,
with
though?
This
I mean,
coach
you can't.
Daddy?
So you just have to have him pick your team, or else it reflects poorly on you that a free agent picks another team?
Wasn't that part of the job, right?
You have to land every free agent that you desire, or else you've.
Well, you busted your ass to get Durant.
Bad team.
Yeah, you finally got out. Hey, you got Gordon to come here. You traded for Kyrie. Kyrie didn't pick to come here. You traded for him.
All right, and this all relates to perception of the Celtics.
Right.
Here's
what you are as a franchise.
Here's Bill Simmons from this podcast yesterday with Mark Stein on this topic.
If I were him, I don't know what I would pick. What do you think? Boston's had a couple rough years here with how they've handled players. And the Isaiah Thomas thing, that he played injured. I don't know how they diagnosed the injury, but that part certainly wasn't great. And they definitely changed the training staff after that. They traded him when he was injured goods. They traded him after all the stuff he had done for him. And I think that really soured a lot of people. Now you look at what happened with Kyrie. Now you look at that Danny's reputation of, oh, he'll trade anybody. Nobody's safe. Like, do you think players, after a while, word gets around like, yeah, that team, great organization, but the moment they don't need you anymore, they'll get rid of you?
That's something that's a little bit different, though, from not being able to land free agents. But it speaks to the, is it a place you want to be? Is it a place you want to go? Is it a destination? Is it attractive to free agents?
He made it sound like they don't take care of the player. They don't look out for the player's best interest.
Yeah, and that directly impacts whether or not someone who has a free agent and has the ability to choose wherever they want to go and has an offseason where they can choose whoever they want to team up with, if they want to go with a situation like Durant and Kyrie or whatever it might be.
If you think the Celtics.
If you could pick any team you want to pick, why are you picking the Celtics?
Right. But if you think the Celtics mishandled the Isaiah Thomas injury portion of it, what the hell is Kevin Durant thinking about Golden State and their GM sitting there crying? He should be hell out the door. I ripped my freaking Achilles. It's not like I had a sore hip. And then they shut me down in the playoffs. No, they put me back on the court. I hung, 11 to 12 minutes and then tore that sucker. And now I'm going to miss a whole year. I'm going to miss another contract. I should say, bleep you. Give me the most money. I'm staying, then I'm hitting the road next year.
See, here's
he out? Like, how does he look at it? Like, what do you look at with Golden State? If you think the Celtics are so bad handling things, I look at a team like Golden State as a complete mishandling of the Kevin Durant thing.
Okay, but it's all about the perception of the Celtics around the league, because other players are going to look at the situation, though, and they're going to say, well, Kyrie Irving is leaving. Al Horford went there. He was the first guy, you know, to go there, and he's going to leave. What's next for this team? If you're all in on Kemba Walker and he says no, that's the latest blow. This is damage control for the Celtics right now.
All right, this is why I would expand it. I would expand it to this. I would not say that if Kemba Walker
from Quincy
Kevin
or something.
Walker from Medford.
Wollaston.
If Kemba Walker doesn't pick the Celtics, I'm sorry, you can't put that on one guy. Like, if you don't get one guy, all of a sudden it's, oh, what a terrible blow to the Celtics.
No, it's the latest blow.
You've got to go broader terms. You've got to go like this. If the Celtics are committed to spending money and that they freed up this space like they did with trading Aaron Baines, and they've done this to set themselves up to sign a free agent, and I'm not saying you got to sign someone just for the sake of signing somebody, but if that is their plan, that they freed up money to sign a player and then they don't get anybody, that looks bad.
Yeah.
And with everything that's gone on, it would be the latest blow. That's the thing.
But I think, you know, obviously talent attracts
other
players.
Also wouldn't be money the most damaging blow. The most damaging stuff has already happened, which would be Al Horford leaving, Kyrie Irving leaving, the trade of Isaiah Thomas. Those most damaging things have already happened.
Yeah, but bleep happens too. And that's the reason I brought up the Warriors thing, is it happens across the league. Like, there's mishandling of players, so don't just hang it all on the Celtics. It's, well, you don't know. They had to revamp the training staff.
What's more damaging, Kyrie leaving or not signing Kemba Walker?
Kyrie leaving.
Yeah, absolutely.
That never worked.
And I know that, you know, we've talked about this in the last few
weeks.
And
I don't blame Danny, though. I'd make the trade again. I'd do the trade for Kyrie Irving again and again and again.
But say what you want about Kyrie sort of being a pain in the ass to deal with. But, sorry, he's respected around the league by other players.
Yep.
He is.
That's why landing Walker changes the complete storyline of this whole thing. It's, they got rid of one guy that's a malcontent for another guy who's a good guy, plays off the same position.
And off of what Danny said, we just want guys to come to work and be happy and have a good environment.
So wouldn't Kemba Walker be worth it just for that, for the PR of it?
I'm starting to think that way, Go harder after him than I initially thought because of that reason.
Yes.
Like you could salvage how it looks here, and you could salvage, you know, how you function as a team.
Helps your head coach function mentally, too, in his approach where, geez, I got this diva that I got to deal with, and I got all these young kids I'm trying to bring along, and I got these veterans I'm trying to incorporate into it. I'm dealing with a hurt player that's making $30 million a year.
And
I got all this stuff I got to juggle. And then Kyrie's going to do this to me?
You'd have an offensive threat who's also an adult.
Yeah.
I know that
the coach can
That Al Horford was an adult, but in terms of, like, offensive threat, that's not really his role on the team.
Do you think Al was coachable?
This would be one of the offensive guys that really is an adult and could look at some of these other younger kids and say, you know, this is how you should do X, Y, and Z and act like a professional, both on and off the court.
And it also, big picture, keeps the train on the track as far as the growth of this team going in the right direction. Right. And they're not taking a sidebar to go rebuild for a few years to rebuild that perception down the road.
There's Jim with the train on the track. Where's NBC Sports Boston with our little train that fell
on the rails?
Track?
Keep it on the rails.
Put the train on the rails.
Train on the rails. Yeah. It's that little Thomas train set. Put that back on the rails. Keep Thomas happy. Top him hat.
Maybe a little train going around the little circular track if we could.
Or that camel. Just camel.
Did you send them the video?
I sent it. I don't see any new buffering videos.
We don't want them going around in circles, though. We want them going straight. Straight ahead.
Oh, you just
forward. Forward. Yes.
Forward progress.
Jim's on a one-way ticket on a train. Just straight
ahead.
We don't need any
progress.
No derailments.
Progress.
We don't want to re-rail at any point. We want to go straight.
We'll watch the buffering for a moment. You know what's great about that lobby you're running around in? It doesn't really exist anymore.
Isn't that crazy?
It looks completely different now, and this video was taken about a year ago.
Wait, he's wearing Tom Brady's hat.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's Huey Lewis hat. It's the same hat.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
Not even close.
That's a TB12 hat.
It's a regular baseball cap.
It's all black.
It's tiny.
TB12.
It's tiny on your head.
It's a black baseball cap.
You midget.
That is a horrible take, Jim. Look more closely.
Jesus, Jim. That's that all black Brady hat. Yeah. TB12 hat.
It's tiny.
It's a fitted hat.
It's a fitted hat.
You do that, and your Tom comes in with those hats he wears. It's like he beat up some little fitted kid down at
the baseball cap.
The purple line.
Terrible take.
Awful, Jim.
Terrible take.
Eesh, that's not Brady.
617. I would not say that if Kemba Walker.
now I look like Sasquatch.
How the Celtics.
You know, you did this 2 weeks ago, too, right?
Kemba?
You said the Kemba Walker thing?
I did. How about this report, though, too, that Kemba Walker will be. Wow, Walker.
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 Walker, Walker, Walker.
Like Antoine Walker. This is what I struggle with, where the accent comes right back out.
Did you really have that accent?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Like you wouldn't believe.
But like your dad doesn't have it or your brother.
Oh, sure they do.
Oh, no, sir. No, I've
sure
been around
they
dad.
Do.
It's not like you, want me to,
you know
dad's
what?
Not Billy
I actually
Miami.
Cleaned out my attic probably 2-3 weeks ago, and I found a box of CDs that I haven't sorted through yet, but it's nuts. There's probably CDs in there of like my freshman year in college.
Oh, we got to break them out.
I'll try and find some audio for you that you can have a field day with.
Well, I didn't sound like myself 20 years ago. That was weird. I sound like some Southern hick.
You want to hear some Boston accent stuff?
Yes.
You want to hear Beatle with the Boston accent?
I was wondering, you're playing the world champion Dallas Cowboys this year. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, remember? I mean, hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the Celtics...
World champion.
Why the Celtics need to sign Kemba Walker. That and also how they found out Kyrie is leaving. Wait till you hear this. This is a part of the Simmons podcast. Again, they don't know everything. They don't know anything, but they're telling you everything in this Simmons podcast yesterday. I and your calls on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand.
How do you feel about this?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Horford leaving is not great because I do think he's one of the most respected NBA guys in the whole league. That's why I thought Dallas might be interested in him, but it really doesn't seem like they're on him at all.
Well, that's a mystery, man. Look, I've been trying to solve that one for a week, and I am no closer to the answer. I mean, I think it was draft night or the night after I was told Horford 4-1-12. He's got it. Okay, where? I don't know. The Mavs keep coming up over and over and over again. I've literally asked them 5 times.
It doesn't seem like it's the Mavs.
It's Mark Stein on Bill Simmons' podcast. Nobody knows where anybody's going. They all hear things. They'll say things. They want to say things. Where's Stephen A. been, by the way? Where's he been on all this? It's kind of quiet. Kyrie's people told me.
4-112. Where? Okay, where?
4-112 for Al Horford. Adios. Goodbye. Arrivederci.
I'm glad that they...
4-112 for...
That's
how
what
he
really
36?
Got? If that's what he really got somewhere else...
God bless you.
Bye. Have fun.
That's very odd that it's
not... Knock yourself out.
It's not in a neighborhood of 110 for 4 years. It's 4-112. So there's an offer somewhere. And they know the number.
So long. Have fun, Al.
Have fun, team, having Al in 3 years. Yeah.
Right. I don't mind Al for the next 2 seasons, but 2 more after that?
How many times have we talked to the head coach on Wednesdays where he talked about, well, you know, Al's age and, you know, knees, and we got to be careful and knowing all that stuff, and guys get worn down this time, and... Hey, everybody's got a little bit of something. How many times have Brad Stevens told us this past year with that player?
They're already starting to manage that. Bill Simmons has what the Celtics offered, by the way.
I agree with you that Al Horford is going to get 4 for $112 because I think the Celts offered him somewhere in the 3 for $85 to $90 range, and he was like, no thanks. So 4 for $112
But also, that number is like, why is that number so precise?
Why is that number so precise, Mark Stein wants to know.
If it's tidy into somebody's cap space.
Why is that so precise, he wants to know. Because it fits. Well, it sounds like there's...
Would you have wanted him for 3 at $85 or $90
There's no chance this happens, and I'm glad that didn't happen either. Oh, $30 million a year for the next 3 years?
No.
No thanks.
No way, dude.
I thought the whole point of that... I thought the whole thing was signing the new three-year deal was to lower the number. What happened to that?
It would have lowered it in year one, but then it would have been way more in year two and three.
Oh, that'd have been fun.
That's not lowering the number. That doesn't make any sense, and that's probably why the Celtics said, you know what, Al? We're out. I think maybe the Celtics walked away from him. Do you think that's possible? The Celtics finally looked at this and said, you know what? You're getting some stupid money elsewhere,
huh?
And we're going to take ourselves right out of this.
Like everything we've been through, we offer you 3 for $80
And that's the smart move. That's the smart move. If the Celtics said, you know what, Al? We love you, and we think you'd be a valuable member here of this team. But we're going to have to walk away. $80 million
guaranteed, and you say no?
Team doesn't want you to know that, though, because that'd be a bad look for the Celtics. But
another loss.
That would just be their smart business decision-making if they said, bye, Al. We're not
doing that. I think the Celts offered him somewhere in the 3 for $85 to $90 range, and he was like, no thanks.
Okay. Well, if they went that high, I don't know why they... Wow. Get out of here. How did the Celtics find out, Bill Simmons, about Kyrie leaving their team? How did they find this out?
We know a handful of meetings have already been set. They just haven't leaked out. Like, does it really matter that they're set 6 days before they're supposed to?
Well, and also, like, the players are all texting each other. You know, that was how the Celtics knew for sure that Kyrie was gone. He was out recruiting dudes to come to Brooklyn with him.
Dudes.
You know? And whether he actually ends up in there, I don't know. But it was definitely one of those things like, hey, man, I got this extra max spot. You interested?
This league, I tell you. I'm on another team.
I've got an extra max spot.
Yeah, I'm going to head to third team. And they got this money that I got. And I can slide you the extra max spot. This freaking league, man. Unbelievable.
That's how the Celtics found out. He was texting other players, and then they found out through other people telling them, oh, hey, Mike, you know, it's probably an agent going, hey, my client got a text from Kyrie.
Yeah.
Said he's got an extra max spot in Brooklyn.
You see the stuff.
What?
Marcus Smart at this basketball camp and all these other guys doing workouts. Yeah, they're kind of not surprised Al's gone. Not surprised Kyrie's gone.
Can you imagine being in the Celtics front office and being like, Danny, yeah, I just got a call from agent so-and-so. Yeah, his guy just got a text from Kyrie. He's advertising an open max spot in Brooklyn for next season. It's like putting an apartment up on Craigslist.
Help wanted.
Don't we do that here? Don't we have like that internal email here too?
He just put up an opening for the job.
Like if I want to sell couch, can I do it here at Beasley? Don't we have this email blast or everybody can you buy
like
my
Facebook
couch?
Marketplace?
Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. He just put it up on Facebook Marketplace.
Unbelievable.
Get the little that Tom said, he's got the thing on the bulletin board with the slices on the end. You can just take the tab off the bottom, the number on it.
Imagine owning that team. Imagine being in that front office. Imagine putting a work in grinding. And here you are, you don't even have the player yet. But he's out there texting, like, you know, recruiting dudes, according to Bill Simmons. Said, yeah, I got this extra max spot for you. Like, that my head would explode. Absolutely explode.
Oh, man. That's how the Celtics found out that Kyrie Irving was leaving. Yeah, I would say that's ghosting them.
Hey, man, I got this extra max spot. You interested?
Hey, man.
I got a max spot over here in Brooklyn.
I don't know what it is about Bill Simmons. Like,
I also got a 2-bedroom apartment, utilities included. You interested in that?
So, like, people are nuts about it.
A sweet U-Haul if you want to move, help move
it. Yeah.
I got a U-Haul and a crew if you need that.
I got this oil deal too.
Also, I know a guy.
They'll clean your burner. They'll put in a new system for you.
If you know anybody,
a free cell phone.
If you know anybody, I got a hookup for a guy for 7,000 square feet in Weston. It's available right now, and you can move in before July 1st. $10,000 a month, $10,000 a month. No swimming pool though. It's the one downfall there. Seven beds. How do you seven
have that?
Baths.
How do you have, how do you have that? Not have a swimming pool.
Right? That's the one thing I looked at that house and I thought, this house needs a pool.
That's perfect for an NBA player, though, because they're not there in the summer.
That's true. They're not there in the summer. Who wants to maintain a pool if you're not there in the summer?
Yeah. Just for looks. I mean, at that point, it's aesthetic.
Now, tell me, don't rich people not want to deal with a pool because they all have vacation homes anyway? That they spend their summers at?
Kind of, yeah.
I could say that. That's the reverse reason of why I bought my house with a pool, because I knew I wasn't, once I had a mortgage, I wasn't going on vacation.
Once you had a mortgage, you weren't doing elaborate vacations. Now, a millionaire Scott Zolak, celebrity net worth, has him at about $10 million.
K-Pos has a pool.
He has a pool at both his vacation home and his full-time residence.
Two pools and an ocean.
He's a man of pool. He has a pool on the ocean. It's impressive.
I'm not a sand guy. I like sand in my
toes. I like sand in my toes.
My shorts. Like, it's all raw. Yeah, cut that liner out.
He's a man of no sand on his feet.
Did I figure it out for my kid?
No sand on his toes and no liners in his bathing suit.
Like, you got the little guys. We've totally figured it out. Cut the liners out.
Oh, you
got
to cut them out for the kids. Yeah.
Keep liners in there. It's child abuse for your son.
Yeah, get all chafed. Yeah.
So little Jim, cut his liners out.
Yeah, he asked me about that the other day. I'm like, no, just deal with it. So you said I guess you cut him out?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Let the hard edge of sand continue to rip away his...
No sand. We're in the pool.
Talking about you never took your kid to the beach? Or walked the beach? Don't do it with a liner.
I'll take one liner out so we can wear one to the beach.
Attaboy. Good boy, Jim. Just get him a board short.
There you go.
Intern said he used to wear a Speedo underneath his bathing suit.
The hell?
It's that UMass kid, right?
I don't know what we're going to do with that.
Your mother watching again? Get off your phone.
Hey, man, I got this extra Mac spot. You interested?
Hey, man, I got the extra Mac spot. I tell you, I can listen to Bill Simmons all day.
I could. He's got a good voice, he really does.
There are people that are like in or out, like, and people go nuts about Bill Simmons. You're either in or out, like, there's no middling. Like,
Shaughnessy hates him.
He can. Who knew? I can sit there. He can tell stories. I like telling stories about the Celtics back in the day. You know, and I remember sitting.
You know, that was how the Celtics knew for sure that Kyrie was gone. He was out recruiting dudes to come to Brooklyn with them.
I can listen.
That's pretty smooth.
It's almost like a storybook. You know, the audio books.
I think Simmons' podcast is his best work.
Very easy listening.
Yes.
I think it's his best work.
It's good. Very good.
His writing is too long for me. I get bored. I just lose interest. Always has been. He can be very funny when he writes, but it's just too long. I like it to be more concise. His TV show didn't last very long.
What was the TV show?
Pop, this podcast of his? Yeah. His best stuff. Mm. Yes, absolutely. 617-779-0985. And Shaughnessy can't stand him. What did he call him? He called him coward. Call him a coward.
Said he ruined the business, ruined it for journalists.
That's a strong word. I promised that at some point this summer, when we don't have much to talk about.
Shaughnessy was chirping.
Don't have much to talk about, we're going to get Shaughnessy to open up on Bill Simmons and really, really air that one out.
What's he out this week? Just skipping us
because
this week?
After that little side comment happened, I thought more about it. And I think his anger toward Bill Simmons is very misplaced.
He's in tomorrow.
I think it's very misplaced.
We'll get after him tomorrow.
And I'm not even some Simmons fanboy, but I think his anger is misplaced when it comes to Bill Simmons. So we'll get to your Celtics calls. I see you waiting. Let's do that.
Yep.
Coming up after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. How much did Kyrie's reputation, legacy, whatever you want to call it,
take a hit this past. What happened this past?
It took a hit as being, you know, one of the most dominant guards we've seen in this league. To maybe there are times when he was moody and he was sensitive. And because of that, it did take his reputation, took a hit. Is he a great guy? And this is one of the things which is weird to me. I've spoken to almost every Celtic player in the last 23 years and had a great relationship with him. Kyrie's the one guy that I think he maybe said three or four words to me in the entire time. So he's not the guy who connect. If you're looking for the guy right now that's going to connect like Isaiah, he's not your guy. You have to choose one way or the other. If you want that great attitude guy or you want that great talented guy, those are the two things that come in mind.
They're testing the fire alarms here at the Sports Hub.
All right. So if you see the
fire alarm go off in the studio, do we have one? Oh, we do. It's right there. Right there. It's not in line. It's not in the sight line of the camera.
Did you ever pull a fire alarm?
But if that goes off, we're not supposed to be alarmed. We're just going to relax, right? We're just going to hang tight. It means there's no fire.
That's why I wonder,
Did you ever pull a fire alarm?
No. Why would you pull a fire alarm?
I did once. Accidentally. Because, you know, it was the red one with the white tee. And it had the little slat in there, and you're like thinking, okay, how hard do you really have to pull this thing down? And you don't really have to pull hard that much.
No, you don't.
Well, in the event of a fire, they don't want you to have to
barely touch it and pull down. I'm like, push it back up, and it won't go back up.
I found that out the hard way once. 2 years old, Cambridge Side Galleria, pulled the fire alarm at one of the restaurants there. Oh, yeah, my parents, not exactly too happy about that.
Wow. How tall was the fire alarm?
I was always tall.
Well, McTakey's 14 feet tall. Yeah. So
came out of the womb tall.
That was, by the way, Cedric Maxwell you heard on NBC Sports Boston.
I saw that live last night.
Cedric Maxwell of 98.5, the Sports Hub. And there goes the fire alarm.
It works. How about that?
I bet you can get that if you spin that camera.
Our lives would be saved. There we go. They've got it. Good job on the simulcast.
You know, that's nice, though, that they were able to disable the audio portion in the studio.
Very soundproof.
No, we don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, man.
That was forward thinking on their part to disable the audio.
You got to test it.
What if there was really a fire? How are we supposed to know?
I need to know how fast I could get outside. And my
fine. Don't evacuate.
Shut up, Dennis. Turn it off. Really?
I will say this studio is nice and soundproof because that's going right out there. You can't hear a damn thing.
Is the fire department coming?
I hope.
I don't know.
They let me climb.
They're here?
Tell them come on up.
Can they come in?
Tell them come on up.
Well, tell them they're welcome to come in. They're welcome to come in studio and say hello.
Call 911.
Boston's bravest, welcome to come right on in and check the studio out and make sure we're safe. That's all. Tell them they're more than welcome to say hello. Anyway. Cedric Maxwell on TV last night.
I saw that live.
Cedric Maxwell of 98.5, the Sports Hub, and the Celtics broadcast on the home of the Celtics.
I was stunned by that. For the amount of time that he spends flying with that team.
And he's like the easiest guy ever to talk to.
He's Max.
He's a personality. He's a fun guy to talk to.
And
he's a former player.
Three words to him.
I've spoken to almost every Celtic player in the last 23 years and had a great relationship with him. Kyrie's the one guy that I think he maybe said three or four words to me.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably reading his books. The Nat Geo books. He carries them around.
He's very busy. He's a very busy guy.
Atlases.
Movie script, World Atlas.
He's busy texting guys about that opening he's got in Brooklyn. That's what's been going on. He's tied up with business affairs. He's got movies to produce.
Hey, man, I got this extra Max spot. You interested?
He's got the Max spots in Brooklyn. He's got that movie that he was promoting. He doesn't have time for little people like Max.
Tom wants to know if he asked him what government meant to him. How would Max respond to that?
I get Max to have an answer for him. Max has an answer on everything. Max would have an answer for him. Max is a smart guy. He'd give him something. Oh, man. 617-779-0985. Max could say, you know, Kyrie, I've done something here in a Celtics uniform that you haven't done. Let's win a title.
Yeah, that's actually an MVP.
I was an MVP of the finals.
How about that?
Let's go to your phones on the Celtics. Tom is in the car today. What's up, Tom?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. So I was just thinking, you know, if we were to, you know, able to sign, you know, Walker, if that would help, you know, potentially bring Horford back, because I think, like, the really two main reasons. Well, I think the two main reasons that Horford left was, you know, money, but also that he wants to win a championship. Now, all of a sudden, if you have Horford and Walker, now you're pretty much favored to win the East, because the only team really left is 76ers, because you don't know what's going on with Milwaukee and you don't know what's going on with Toronto. So it kind of, you know, settles both those, you know, doubts in Horford's mind. And then, you know, even for potentially bringing back Morris too on a, you know, mid-level exception, you essentially have the same team as last year with better attitude.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard the, if you're listening to the podcast stuff, Tom, I just think the Al thing sounds like it's totally dead. Like they walked away from the table, both sides.
I think Al's maybe shocked that he found out that he's got a suitor that will actually guarantee him 4 years at 112, the exact number, not somewhere in the ballpark of 100, north of 105 and south of 120, 112, 4 years.
Because I was with Tom. As of a couple of days ago, I was asking those same questions. That could they somehow revive the Al Horford talks?
And the way it's written by all the basketball
people, as they go into free agency,
he is gone.
And I asked that question when they traded away Aaron Baines. Could they be freeing up space to get another free agent? And if they do that, could they then, you know, entice Al Horford to stay by getting another veteran player that they could sort of piece it back together? I don't think that's true. Not from the sound of what Danny Ainge has since said when he spoke, and not from the sound of this podcast and the reporting that's gone on since that point. So I don't know. I think the Al Horford thing might be just over. Because everybody involved wants it to be over.
Dead. I think it's dead.
617-779-0985. Let's get to some more of your Celtics calls coming up after this as we talk more about their current situation and state of affairs. The fire alarm is off, by the way.
Thank goodness.
They put the fire out.
The roof is on fire.
617-779-0985. We got some open lines right now, too, if you want to grab one.
Oh, shocker.
Very good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
I know. I don't know where this one came from, but I
sorry, it's been on the pool playlist.
Has it?
Yep. This one and Let's Make Lots of Money.
Did you request this?
Nope.
I heard it yesterday. I figured it'd be good for the show. Little intro. I didn't think we'd get this far in the song, but
I right away went in Jim's ear and I go, Pet Shop Boys.
Nice.
And
used to listen to them a lot in Miami. They had the club ones, club versions.
You and Zach Thomas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he heard much.
He was comatose early in the night.
No. Over here. Yeah, me, the guy you're looking at.
Yo, over here. His tongue hanging out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah, drink
panting,
some water, Rover.
Panting, drinking.
What are you sweating for?
Drinking gallons of water.
Why do you keep walking around the bar?
617-779-0985. Mike is in Boston on the Celtics. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mikey.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Tough time to defend the wall for green teamers right now. I know when I initially saw the Jason Tatum Instagram with Kemba Walker, I was like, done deal. But then I took a step back. I was like, with all the trade rumors and all the other nonsense that happened, do you think he's even bought in to recruit someone like that?
I don't think he has that cachet yet.
Yeah, I don't think he does either.
Oh, you're Kemba Walker. Look at him. Hey, what's up, kid?
On the roster that would want to be like, hey, come to Boston.
I think it'd be nice if Kemba Walker to lean in and say, yeah, I'll take a picture with you.
Sure.
Here, kid.
I mean,
your green teamers are delusional. Absolutely.
I mean,
delusional.
I know that. So,
like, I don't really want to call you delusional, but Felker's right. You're delusional.
This is how it could go. Kemba Walker could look at Jason Tatum and say, you know what? I like this kid. He's a good kid.
Yeah, nice kid. Sure.
I could see myself playing with him. I could see us getting along. That's where it ends. There is no recruitment of Jason Tatum of Kemba Walker.
They're at an event overseas for Jordan Brand. Jason Tatum just got, you know, on that ticket, Jordan Brand,
yeah,
right?
Literally, Michael Jordan is in the middle of the picture.
Yeah, the owner of the team he's on right now is in the picture with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't on vacation with Kemba Walker, as I saw reported in a couple places.
Yeah, there wasn't a vacation. It was a business trip. That's why I say it begins and ends with, oh, this seems like a good guy. Good kid. And that's where it ends. Mm. Oh, hey, you know, Kemba, you should come play for the Celtics.
What do you think of
Michael
Jason,
Jordan?
Jason Tatum recruiting.
Would reach out and dope slap Jason Tatum if that happened. You idiot.
People are nuts.
That's what happened there. Delusional. Oh, who do you think? Who do you think Brown and Tatum are recruiting in the Celtics?
I left the word
nobody.
Delusional. I left the word delusional because you're obviously not delusional. It's great that you can root for your team and understand your team and want your team to do well.
That doesn't mean you can't be delusional.
That is delusional. That's delusional. Right. To understand the league here, you got Kyrie Irving texting people. Hey, I got an extra max for you. Why don't you come on meet me in Brooklyn? That's a guy recruiting guys.
No, I don't think it's delusional from like fans, but like. You got to just read into this. If you see a picture of two guys together, like overseas, oh, look at this guy. But then if you just do 1 second of research,
no,
you realize they're not
what
there.
What max player is going to be enticed by a recruitment by Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum?
Celtics fans.
A guy that's going to want to be the number one? Because those guys aren't number ones.
And they need to be recruited by those two?
You think that guy doesn't know?
Who's going to recruit him?
You don't think Kemba Walker knows?
No, there's nobody here. There's nobody here to do any recruiting is the point. There's nobody here that's of a status that is going to be doing any real recruiting.
If anybody's going to do recruiting,
superstars recruit superstars.
Why do we take it seriously with the guys that went on to the Hamptons with Durant?
Who's we?
Because Tom Brady showed up at it.
Who's
that's
we?
Why.
They needed to bring Tom Brady.
We laughed at Kelly Olynyk and we applauded them for calling Brady on it.
People took Isaiah Thomas seriously.
To take a day out of his time. If anybody's going to take anyone serious, you put Gordon Hayward with Kemba Walker and say, hey, tell him what it's like. You went through an injury here. You've seen guys come and go. You see what it was like with Kyrie. Tell this guy what he can do, what Kyrie did.
Nice sentiment, but it didn't work.
It worked for Horford.
How silly did it look that they had Kelly Olynyk on the runway? And we mocked that and made fun of that.
Somebody said, I saw that movie, The Mask. Why is the guy from The Mask here?
Why is Kelly Olynyk here?
Why is Rocky Dennis here?
That's why the Celtics had David Ortiz making, remember that? Didn't David Ortiz make like a video or something? Wasn't that? I forget.
He was a part
details.
Of the pitch in some way.
He was somehow a part of the pitch. And Tom Brady was a part of the pitch.
They were pitching him on Boston and everything else except for the actual team in the Celtics.
You actually had Brady physically go there.
They had to pitch other things because they didn't have anybody from their own team to make the pitch. Because their own guys weren't good enough.
And that's why it's important to land a guy like Kemba Walker. Because if you
And
go,
that's why Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are not making any pitches.
I could see that happening. Though. I could see that. That's the recruiting. You bring in all those younger players. You have them in a room with Kemba Walker. They leave the room. Ainge Stevens are in the room with Kemba Walker by themselves and say, this is why we need you here. You need to lead these guys.
Well, that's different than
these
them.
These guys suck. Him. We need you.
That's actually shown
that's
we're
the move.
Exposed. A delusional radio host. Right, radio producer.
We need you.
That's the move.
No, that makes more sense than, yeah. You see how, do you see how immature we are?
Yeah.
See how raw we are? We need you. We need you to help them.
Right? 617-779-0985. Steven in Plymouth, what should the Celtics do right now?
Make my head hurt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yeah. What should they do?
Well, with Kyrie, I think it's a little bit of addition by subtraction. Horford, too, and Morris, he can leave if he wants. I think the young guys are going to really start to play well together. They're going to get that old chemistry back, and I like that pick they got at 14. He's obviously young and whatever, but he's going to be a good player, I think. So have a good day. Thank you.
So do nothing.
These people.
They're actually great. They're actually great.
Do you want to hit them?
Are you kidding me?
How to move on? How to move the line there was how the Celtics should move on after Kyrie, and I thought there would be a solution. And the solution is no. It's been addition by subtraction. It's good that Kyrie left. Even better that Horford left. The young guys are going to regain that chemistry.
Who's your new shooter tutor?
And they're just better already. And
Romeo Langford, great addition. Who
and
needs
that,
Kyrie Irving?
That kid they took with the 14th pick,
Kyrie.
Superstar.
Did he say that because he didn't know the name?
Celtics!
He definitely said 14th pick because
he didn't
know the name.
Oh, my God, the Green Teamers!
How do you take calls from these people?
You guys kill me.
We take calls because this is a sports radio station.
No, but how do you sit here?
I love you. You know why I love them?
Because they're nuts.
Because
they're passionate.
I will give you all this credit that Red Sox fans don't get credit for anymore. That
you believe
still. I won't even give Bruins fans credit for right now.
Right.
Your level of engagement is off the charts. You give a damn and you engage and you want to talk about your team all the time.
I'd love to run the team. Like that it's like you can't do anything wrong.
Now, this is not about like ratings or number of fans, but in terms of engagement, which is wanting to talk about your team, eagerness to talk about your team, have conversations about your team, you rival Patriot fans.
Yeah.
Right now. Celtic fans, and that I give you a ton of credit for.
Without the winning, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Line of the day, though.
Four Super Bowls in 5 years kind of does it. And in the loss, your quarterback threw for 505. Yeah. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.